B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Yud Beis, and we're going to start 12 lines from the bottom of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Umaskinin loy koyen achir. And this takes us back to our first Mishnah. The Mishnah says that besides for the fact that the Kohen Gadol was separated from his home for the duration of 7 days before Yom Kippur, and he went to the Lishkas HaParhedrin, a topic we've discussed at length, and the next thing the Mishnah says that Umaskinin loy koyen achir tachtov, and we prepare for the Kohen Gadol another Kohen Gadol, Shemo Yera Boy Psul. Maybe something will happen, maybe he'll become Tomei, either he'll become a Balkeri, or an Amoretz will spit at him or something, some saliva of the Amoretz will go onto the Kohen Gadol, and he'll become Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Isho Acheres Maskinin Loi, that we also have to prepare for him a second wife. Shemo Tomus Ishtoi, maybe his wife will die. Shenemer, it says in the Pasuk, V'chipir ba'adoi u ba'ad beisoi, that one of his korbonis atone for himself and his home. Who's his home? Beisoi zu ishtoi, it's his wife. So you see that for Kohen Gadol to be able to do the avoid on Yom Kippur, he has to have he has to make sure to have a wife. And in case his wife dies, they had to make sure that he has a second wife prepared. Omruloi, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Imkein ein ledova soif. If you're afraid his first wife will die, maybe his second wife will die, and his third wife and fourth wife. And therefore, we're not worried about that, and we do not separate a second wife for him. However, the Chachomim do say that a second Kohen, in case the first one becomes Tomei, we do separate, and the Gemara will discuss why the Chachomim are more concerned about the Tumah of the Kohen than the death of his wife. Says the Gemara, Umaskinin loy Kohen Acher, Pshita, that Ira boy Psul, Koidim Tomichel Shachar, Mechanchen Oisei B'Tomichel Shachar. And before we start, what's going on here? We know that for a Kohen to start doing the Avodah, he needs to have a chinuch. He needs to be like a Chanukah Sabaya, so to speak, a type of inauguration. And not only a building, the Mishkan needs an inauguration, but the Kohen himself as well. So every Kohen Hedyot, the first time he did the Avodah, he was Nischanich, a Kohen Hedyot, who now wants to become a Kohen Gadol, also has to be Nischanich. And we actually saw in the Gemara previously that there are two ways that a Kohen Gadol can be Nischanich, can actually become a Kohen Gadol, after which he has all the halachas of Kohen Gadol and does the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, and wears the eight clothes of the Kohen Gadol. We saw before it was either by wearing the eight clothes and doing some Avodah, or by anointing him. So the Gemara says now, and we have to discuss this, because we have a Kohen Gadol, he's preparing himself for Yom Kippur. In the eventuality, or in the situation, that the Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei, we've prepared a second Kohen, but that second Kohen is not a Kohen Gadol. He's a regular Kohen Hedyot. And now the question is, what's going to allow him to suddenly slip into the place of the Kohen Gadol some point on Yom Kippur and continue the Avodah, which on Yom Kippur must be done by a Kohen Gadol? He hasn't been Nischanich yet. So the Gemara says that it's clear that if Ireboi Psul Koidim Tomichel Shachar, if the first Kohen Gadol, the original Kohen Gadol, became possible before he has done the Korban Tomid, a regular Korban Tomid, then Mechanchin Oisoi, B'Tomid Shel Shachar. Then the second Kohen becomes Nischanich, he'll put on the eight clothes of the Kohen Gadol, he'll do the Korban Tomid on Yom Kippur was done with the regular eight clothes of the Kohen Gadol. Once he started doing Avodah with the eight clothes, he's now Nischanich, and he can continue doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Elo Iraboy Psul, Achar Tomid Shel Shachar, if the first Kohen Gadol became posel after he's done the Korban Tomid, and after the Korban Tomid, what would they do? They would do the special Avoid of Yom Kippur. The Avoid of Yom Kippur was done with four clothes, not with the eight clothes. Even the Kohen Gadol would only wear four clothes. And for now, let's assume that the four clothes are the same four clothes as a regular Kohen Hedyot. And the four extra clothes, the choshen, the ephod, the me'il, and the tzitz, that the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Hedyot doesn't wear. The other four clothes, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot wear. So if the first Kohen became posel after doing the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, which means that from that point on, the Avodah was being done with four clothes, then what made him into a Kohen Gadol? He's wearing the same clothes as a Kohen Hedyot. He has to do something to make him into a Kohen Gadol. He has to do some avoda with eight clothes, and then he can continue with the four clothes. But there's no avoda to be done with the eight clothes because the Korban Tomid has already been done. But me mechanchen oisai, says the Gemara Omer of Adabar Ava, ba'avnit. Even though the rest of the avoda of Yom Kippur was done with four clothes, the same clothes as the Kohen Hedyot, however, of the four clothes, the white clothes that the Kohen Hedyot used the whole year, and the Kohen Gadol used more on Yom Kippur for the special part of the Yom Kippur Avoda, there was nonetheless a difference, and that was with the belt. That even though the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol both wore a belt, it was a different belt. And before we read the next Gemara, we're going to just introduce what we know about the belt and what we're discussing about the belt. And the Gemara is actually going to say this on Yud Beis Amud Beis in the middle explicitly. But if we know it now, it will be easier. A Kohen Gadol, and this is learned from Psukim, the belt of a Kohen Gadol, the whole year round, was made of kilayim. It had wool and linen in it. The belt of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was just boots, was just linen. There was no wool in it whatsoever. It was not kilayim. Kilayim is wool and linen. Boots is just the linen. That's regarding the Kohen Gadol. Everybody agrees that the Kohen Gadol wore a different type of belt on Yom Kippur than the rest of the year. The question is, what did a Kohen Hedyot wear? Now, the Kohen Hedyot, there's no difference whatsoever between the rest of the year and Yom Kippur. He only ever has the four clothes. So this Kohen Hedyot, there's a machlokes. Some say the whole year round, including Yom Kippur, his belt had kilayim. Some say the whole year round, including Yom Kippur, the Kohen Hedyot would wear boots. Now, what did the Gemara, what did Rav Ada Bar Ava say? That the Kohen Gadol, this Kohen Hedyot that now wants to become a Kohen Gadol, then even though the avoid is being done with four of the clothes, nonetheless, he's done something to show I'm a Kohen Gadol, even though he's not wearing the extra four clothes, and that is he's wearing the belt of a Kohen Gadol, which is different to the belt of a Kohen Hedyot. So you can see that he's a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, Ha Nicha, that's all very good, Lemanda Oma Avnato Shel Kohen Gadol. That according to the opinion that says that the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol the whole year round, which we know was Kilayim, Zehu Avnato Shel Kohen Hedyot. That's what a Kohen Hedyot wore. That means if a Kohen Hedyot the whole year round wore the same type of belt that the Kohen Gadol wore the whole year, which is Kilayim, then it's very good, because the Kohen Gadol would then, this Kohen Hedyot now on Yom Kippur, what's he doing? He's putting on a belt of boots, of linen, of not kilayim. Even though all the other Kohanim, the Kohen Hedyot, are wearing a belt of kilayim even on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol wears a belt of boots. So he's wearing a different belt to everyone else on Yom Kippur. That's how he's being nischanich. Elo lemandom avneto shel Kohen Gadol, lo yizeu avneto shel Kohen Hedyot. But if you say that the Kohen Hedyot the whole year wore boots, not like the belt that the Kohen Gadol wore the whole year, and then the whole year round the Kohen Hedyot is wearing a belt of boots, which is the same as what the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur. If so, Ma'ika Lameima. According to that opinion, then wearing a belt on Yom Kippur, amongst the four clothes on Yom Kippur, he's wearing his belt of boots. That doesn't single him out as a Kohen Gadol. Everybody's doing the same. All the Kohen Hedyots, all the other Kohanim are wearing a belt of boots. So that's a question against Rav Ada Bar Ava. Omar Abaya says, I'll give you another solution. Even though the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar has already been done, Lo Veshmoino, you should put on all the four clothes, all the eight clothes, sorry, you should add on the other four clothes. Umahapich Betzinoira, you should go up on the Mizbeach, and you should turn over using a fork-shaped utensil, turn over one of the limbs of the Korban Tomid that's burning on the Mizbeach, and that's considered avoida. It's considered that he's done an avoida with the eight clothes. And if you're going to ask me a question that the chinuch of a Kohen Gadol has to be by doing an avoida, what makes this an avoida? He's just turning over a piece of meat on the Mizbeach, ukdu Rav Huna. It follows Rav Huna, Domar Rav Huna, Zor, Shehofach Betzinoira. If somebody who is not a Kohen goes onto the Mizbeach and turns over one of the limbs of the Korban to make it get burnt quicker, then it's called an Avoida and it's Chayav Misa. We know that if a Zor, or somebody who's not a Kohen, does Avoida, it's Chayav Misa. And we see it's Chayav Misa. So according to Rav Huna, turning over a limb on the Mizbeach is considered Avoida. So we tell the Kohen Hediot, put on the eight clothes, even though the Korban Tomid's already been done, turn over one of the limbs, that will be considered Avoida, and then you can go back into the four clothes and continue with Avoida Siyom HaKippurim. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says a third explanation how we're mechanech this new Kohen in the middle of Yom Kippur. Avoidasi mechanechtoi, the very fact that the Avoida of Yom Kippur, it's not about what you're wearing. It's the very fact that this is a type of Avoida that can only be done by a Kohen Gadol, then the very fact that he's doing this Avoida, even though he's not wearing the eight clothes, even if he's just wearing the same clothes as the Kohen Hediot, but he's doing a type of Avoida that only a Kohen Gadol can do, that is Mechanechim, that's the start in and of its own right of the of his job and status as a Kohen Gadol. Miloi Tanya, did we not see this concept regarding the utensils? Kol HaKelim She'osa Moshe, all the utensils that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan, Meshichoson Mekadashton, putting some of the Shemen HaMishcho, some of the oil, the special oil they had, onto the Kelim, that's what made them holy, that's what made them into clay shoris. Mikan Ve'elech, any utensils made after that, Avidos and Mechanachton, just using them for the Avoida is what makes them holy and makes them into Klei Shoros, into Kodesh, V'achanami, so to the Kohen Gadol, Avoidasi Mechanachtoi, just doing the Avoida of Yom Kippur already makes him and gives him the status of a Kohen Gadol. Continues the Gemara, and we saw before that there was a machlokes whether a Kohen Hediot, the whole year round, including Yom Kippur, whether his belt was kilayim or whether it was butz. We're going to address that now. Kiyotza Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said as follows, Avneite shel Kohen Hediot, Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon, there was a machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon regarding the nature of the belt of a Kohen Hediot. Chad Omar, one of them said, shel kilayim, v'chad Omar shel butz. And Rav Dimi said, Tistayim, I'll bring you proof to Rebbe who de Omar, it's Rebbe who said, shel kilayim, that the belt that a Kohen Hediot wore the whole year was made of kilayim, like that of a Kohen Gadol the whole year, not like the belt of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. D'tanya, we learnt in a braisa, ein bein Kohen Gadol le Kohen Hediot elo avnet. There's no difference between the clothes of a Kohen Gadol and the clothes of a Kohen Hediot besides for the belt. Divir Rebbe, that was Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon oimer af le avnet. Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon says even the belt, there's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hediot. And now Rav Dimi is going to explain. Amos, when is this talking about? This braisa that's talking about the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hediot. Could it be talking about the rest of the year, the whole year? Tuva Ika. There's many differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hediot. Kohen Gadol meshamish b'shmoino. Kohen Gadol has eight clothes. The Hediot b'arba, and the Kohen Hediot only wears four clothes. Elolav, it must be this whole braisa is only discussing b'yom HaKippurim, discussing Yom Kippur. And then let's go and read the braisa. Ein bein Kohen Gadol yom HaKippur le Kohen Hediot on Yom Kippur, elo avnet. Divir Rebbe. Rebbe says that on Yom Kippur there's a difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hediot regarding the belt. And we know that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wears a belt of butz. There's no machlokes about that. So it must be, it's Rebbe who holds that a Kohen Hediot wears a belt of kilayim the whole year, including Yom Kippur. Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon says, af le avnet, that on Yom Kippur even the belt was the same, because Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon holds that the Kohen Hediot wore a belt of butz the whole year, including Yom Kippur. So talking about Yom Kippur, the belt of the Kohen Gadol and the belt of the Kohen Hediot is the same, says the Gemara Omri, loy. They said to Rav Dimi, there's no proof that it's Rebbe. Lo'ilam b'shayim mois hashonah. It could be this Bryce is talking about the whole year round. U'bahanoch t'shovim. They're talking about those clothes that are similar. That means if, when the Braisa speaks about the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot, we're talking about the whole year. And of course we know that the Kohen Gadol's got an extra four clothes. That's not the discussion. The discussion is the other four clothes, which are the same, is there any difference between them? So for there, Rebbe said that there's a difference between them the whole year round, that Rebbe said that the Avnet is different. And if so, then it'll be Rebbe who says that the Kohen Gadol the whole year, which everybody says is he wears kilayim, and the Kohen Hedyot is of boots. And Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon holds that even the whole year round, there's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. It'll be Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon who will hold that the Kohen Hedyot, the whole year, wears a belt of kilayim, the opposite way around. So the Gemara's like disproved Rav Dimi's proof. As we know, it's a machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. We try to bring proof what Rebbe holds from the Braisa, but there's no proof from that Braisa. He also Rovin, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said explicitly what Rav Dimi tried to say. Omar, he said as follows, Avneta shel kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim divra kohel shel butz. And these are the basic points that we said and we explained from the beginning of the sugya. Everybody agrees that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wears a belt of boots. Everyone agrees the belt of a Kohen Gadol the whole year round was kilayim. Where's the machlekes? Regarding the belt of the Kohen Hedyot, because as far as the Kohen Hedyot is concerned, there's no difference between his belt the whole year and the belt of Yom Kippur. Shel Rebbe Oimer, and he's saying explicitly, it's Rebbe who says shel kilayim, that the Kohen Hedyot the whole year wore kilayim, the belt was kilayim. Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon Oimer shel butz. Exactly the conclusion that Rav Dimi came to, Rovin says it explicitly. Continues the Gemara. Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchok afananna mitanina. We also learned to Braisa that it's Rebbe who says that the Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year a belt of kilayim, because we learned that the pasuk says, "Al basori." It says, "V'lovash hakoyin midayvad u'michnes eivad yilbash al basori." That it's talking here about the michnasayim, that he wore it al basori, on his flesh. Ma Talmud loyma yilbash. Why doesn't it just say u'michnes eivad al basori? Why do you have to say the words yilbash? It says at the beginning of the pasuk, "V'lovash hakoyin midayvad u'michnes eivad." It could say u'michnes eivad al basori. Why do I need the yilbash? Lahavi is to include mitznefes v'avnet. That to say that it's not yilbash means that he's wearing clothes, even those that are not mentioned in the posuk. The posuk only mentions the midoivad u'michneseivad, and does not mention the belt or the hat, which is the mitznefes is the hat and the avnet is the belt. And this posuk is talking about trumas hadeshen. Every morning there was a mitzvah for the kohen to go onto the Mizbeach before the Korban Tomid and take one shovel of the ashes of that had been left overnight, take one shovel and put it next to the Mizbeach, and afterwards, after the Trumas Hadeshen, there would be Hoytzoas Hadeshen, then he would take off his clothes or wear different clothes and take all the ashes out from the Mizbeach, clean up the Mizbeach. So from the extra word that in this parasha that it's talking about, the Trumas Hadeshen, we have an extra word to tell us that the mitznefes and avnet had to be worn during the Trumas Hadeshen. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Doisa Omer. Rabbi Doisa says that why does it say the extra word yilbash is to include lahavi bigdei kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, to say that this kohen is allowed to wear even the clothes that had previously been worn by a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the Kohen Gadol, it's explicit in the Pasuk, the Kohen Gadol after Yom Kippur has to put them away. He cannot wear them again for the next Yom Kippur. Rav Doisa says that another Kohen, a Kohen Hedyot, can wear those four clothes that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur. He can wear it. Shehein Ksherim le Kohen Hedyot. That the four clothes that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to wear them during the year. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe challenged Reb Doisa with two questions. Shtei tshuvos b'davar, two refutations against what you said. Chada, one of them, davneto shel kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim lo yizeu avneto shel kohen hedyot. He says, you Reb Doisa are saying that the word yilbash that a regular kohen is wearing by the Trumas Hadeshen, he can wear the clothes of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. He can't, because This is Rebbe talking. And Rebbe says that the belt of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was boots. Everyone agrees with that. And the Kohen Hediot has to wear a belt. And the belt of the Kohen Hediot, this is Shittas Rebbe, is Kilaim. So how can he take the belt of the Kohen Gadol? It's a different belt. So you see clearly here that Rebbe holds that the rest of the year, a Kohen Hediot wore a belt of Kilaim. The second question that Rebbe asked against Reb Doitza is, Begodim shenishtamsha ben kedusha chamura, tishamish ben kedusha kala. You can use clothes that were used on Yom Kippur to do the avoida going into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. You can then use them as a Kohen Hediot for a lesser kedusha. Elomah Talmud Leima Yilbash, Rebbe says, you know what will you use the word Yilbash for? L'rabbis is a shchokin. Even clothes that have been worn out, you're allowed to use them to do the Trumas Hadeshin, which is what the Pasuk is talking about. You're even allowed to use the worn out clothes. V'oz the Reb Doitza l'tamei. But Reb Doitza himself, what's he going to answer to the questions that Rebbe posed against him? Rav Doitza will hold. Rebbe said, how can you use the clothes of the Kohen Gadol? You're not allowed to use clothes that were used for Kedusha Chamura to do an avoid of Kedusha Kala? No. Rav Doitza says, Tanya ve'nichom sham, the Pasuk says that to the end of the Yom Kippur Avoida, when the Kohen Gadol was finished with his clothes, it says, Uva Aaron el oil moed, ufoshat es big de abod ashelovash, bevoye el ha-kodesh. Those four clothes that he wore when he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, he took them off, ve'nichom sham, he put them there, he left them there. What does ve'nichom sham tell us? Melamed shetunim gniza. They have to be put away, not to be used. That's the Tanakama. They have to be left there for good. Rav Doitza says, V'hinicham shom is not telling us, leave it there, never use it by anyone. It's teaching us, Shelo yishamish ben yom kippurim acher, that a Kohen Gadol shouldn't use these clothes again for the next year. You should have new clothes for the next year, Yom Kippur. That's according to Rav Doitza. But so Rav Doitza holds that the Kohen Gadol cannot use them again, but a Kohen Hadyot can use them again. And that's where Rav Doitza says that the Yilbash is teaching us that a Kohen Hadyot can use the clothes that had formerly been used by the Kohen Gadol. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Ira boi psul. What happens if there was Kohen number one? He started the Avoid on Yom Kippur, and then he became Pasul, he became Tomei. Uminu Acher Tachtov, and there was somebody else that was appointed to take over, to take his place. And that person did the rest of the Avoida, Kohen number two. Afterwards, Kohen number one becomes Tohir again. What do we do? Rishon Choyzer Lavoidosei. The original Kohen gets his full job back. He goes back to do his Avoida as the practicing Kohen Gadol. Sheini, the second Kohen Gadol number two. Kol mitzvahs kuna gedoy lolov. All the mitzvahs, everything, all the halachas of Kohen Gadol, and Rashi brings them, it's leipirea v'leipirim, it's about the way he has to cut, make sure his hair doesn't grow too long, he's not allowed to become tomei to kravim, he's not allowed to marry an almona, when he does the avoid, he has to wear eight clothes. So Rashi gives the list of halachas, and they all apply not only to the original Kohen Gadol, but also to this second one. Kol mitzvahs kuna gedoyla olav. Divi Reb Meir, Reb Yosi Omer, Rishon Choyzer Lavoidosei. Reb Yosi says that the first one goes back, in that point, the same as Reb Meir said. However, Sheini, the second one, even though he is a Kohen Gadol, he doesn't argue with Reb Meir on that. His status is a Kohen Gadol, and nonetheless, Eino Roy, Loi LeKohen Gadol, V'Loi LeKohen Hediot. He cannot do the avoid of the Kohen Gadol. We'll soon see why, and he cannot do the avoid of a Kohen Hediot because it's inappropriate for a Kohen Gadol to do the avoid of a Kohen Hediot, because he's not allowed to do that avoid with four clothes. He can't, because he is intrinsically a Kohen Gadol, he can only do the avoid with eight clothes, and he's not with four clothes. And since loy Kohen Gadol, we don't let him do the avoid with eight clothes, he cannot do the avoid at all. Mais Omer Biyasi. Ma'isa by Yosef ben Elim. There was a story with Yosef ben Elim, but Tzipuri, in Tzipuri, from Tzipuri, she'ira by psul b'kohen gadol, that the original Kohen Gadol became posel, uminu tachtov, and they appointed him, this Yosef ben Elim, to be in his place. V'omru chachomim, and the chachomim then said, afterwards, after Yom Kippur, where the first Kohen became Torah, the first Kohen Gadol, Rishon Choyzer l'avodosei, the first one goes back to his job. Sheini Einu Roy Loi LeKohen Gadol VeLoi LeKohen Hediot. And the second one cannot practice as a Kohen Gadol nor as a Kohen Hediot. Why? Kohen Gadol, we cannot allow him to be a practicing Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva, because then the original Kohen Gadol will all the time, there'll be hatred between them, there'll be rivalry, there'll be competition. We don't want that. And we don't want the Kohen Gadol to have to go through that. And Kohen Hedyot, and why can he not practice and act as a Kohen Hedyot? Mishum Malin Bakodesh, V'lo Meridin. Because he is a Kohen Gadol. We're not going to downgrade him to Kohen Hedyot and say, from now you're a Kohen Hedyot, wear the four clothes and do the Avodah like all the other Kohanim Hedyotim. No, you are a Kohen Gadol, you stay a Kohen Gadol. We cannot let you practice as a Kohen Gadol because it's competition to the first Kohen Gadol, to the other Kohen Gadol, and we don't want him constantly to feel, we don't want any hatred amongst by the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabba Bar Rachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi that we saw a few moments ago, that the second Kohen Gadol cannot go back not to serve as a Kohen Gadol and not to serve as a Kohen Hedyot. Umoydu Rabbi Yosi, Shem Ovad Avoidosu K'Shira. Rabbi Yosi agrees that if he did the Avoidah as a Kohen Gadol, because in essence he is a Kohen Gadol, so if he wore the eight clothes and did the Avoidah, it's kosher. The Rabbanon said, we don't want Eva, don't do it. We don't want hatred and competition. But if he did it, the Avoidah is kosher. Omer Yehuda Marav, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Umoydu Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi agrees, She'emes Rishain, if the first Kohen dies, She'choyze L'Avoidosi, then the second one can go back into the place of being a Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara Pshita. What's the Chiddush in that? Why not? Eva is competition, is when they're alive, when they're both alive, when the first Kohen Gadol is going to have a second Kohen Gadol, right, doing the Avodah with him, that won't be good. But if once the first Kohen Gadol dies, why should there be an issue? Says the Gemara, no. Mal detema havyulei tzoro mechaim. That since the first Kohen Gadol knows that the second Kohen Gadol is waiting for him to die in order to be able to take his place, there will be a competition and rivalry even whilst the first Kohen Gadol is still alive. So I may have thought that that's a reason to say that even when the first Kohen Gadol dies, the second Kohen Gadol cannot take over. Komash Malon, that's what Rav Yehuda Omar Rav said. No. When the first Kohen Gadol dies, the second Kohen Gadol can take over, and we're not afraid that that's going to cause an issue for the first Kohen Gadol all the while that he's serving as a Kohen Gadol. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.